fellowship and sympathy in life and teachings of Imam Ridha, peace be upon him. June 21st, 2021. A considerable point in Imam Ridha's peace be upon him life was that he always donated his best possessions first and practiced fellowship in seemingly trivial matters as well. He even donated his food. This can be inferred from an account narrated by one of the companions of Imam Ridha, peace be upon him, who described a part of the life of Imam as such. Whenever Imam wanted to have food, he used to put a large bowl next to him and put in the bowl a part of the food, any food he was going to have, the best part of it, and asked me to give it to a poor person. However, it should be noted that Imam Ridha's practice of fellowship and sympathy has been mainly directed at satisfying public needs. On this basis, by studying the related hadiths, Imam's serious attempt and practice of fellowship can be seen in such issues as digging underground aqueducts and wells and building public bathrooms, etc. Another feature of Imam's practice of fellowship was that he tried not to look at the needy person in the face when donating something to him or her to prevent him or her from becoming embarrassed. His fellowship and sympathy was not limited to the poor. A person's being in need in a particular time and under a particular condition was enough to convince Imam to help. These two characteristics and his expecting nothing in return for the help can be inferred from a hadith by one of the companions of Imam Ridha, peace be upon him, who stated that he was with Imam Ridha when a person came to him and said, "I am one of your ancestors, followers, and I have run out of money in my journey." Then he asked for help, and considering the fact that he was a rich person, he promised to make a charity in the same amount when he went back to his hometown. At this time, Imam Ridha, peace be upon him, stood up and entered one of the rooms and got 200 dinars out, calling him from behind the door and told the person to take the money and use it on his journey. The person in need took the money and left. Some told him why he hid behind the door when donating the money. Imam Ridha, peace be upon him, answered, "To not see on his face the embarrassment of being in need of help." Imam Ridha continued practicing fellowship and sympathy until the last moments of his life. Interestingly, Imam Ridha did not discriminate between himself and others in terms of satisfying the material and spiritual needs until the end of his life. It has been mentioned that when Imam had been poisoned and did not feel well, he told one of his companions, "Oh Yasir, why don't these people eat something?" Yasir answered, "Oh my master, how can they have something seeing you in this terrible state?" However, Imam told them to bring food, asking everyone to eat the same food Imam was eating.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.